Isn't it amazing if we would pray and say, God, use me for your glory today. And then start listening. And when the thought comes, do something instead of saying, I pray for this block, Kim. Oh, God, I couldn't possibly pray for this whole block. Some of you all heard that story. But, you know, whenever the Lord told her, remit the sins of the block. The power had been out all night long. She said, God, I can't remit the sins of this whole block. He said, remit the sins of this block. What am I doing arguing with you, God? Okay, God, I remit the sins of the block. Bam, and the power come back on just that quick. Isn't that right, Kim? Now, if God tells you to do something, we got to get to the point where when he tells us, if he tells us to jump, we ought to be jumping and saying, Lord, how high you want me to go? You know, but we shouldn't even wait. We ought to just jump. When he puts those thoughts in our mind, make sure that you're walking in obedience, you're obeying him. And when he tells you to do something, know that it's God, that he's got a plan for you. Now then, what if we go through life and he tells us several times and we don't obey him? Guess what he'll do? Sooner or later, he'll either quit talking to you or he'll start afflicting you with some kind of sickness and pain to bring you to a point where you will talk to him. I'd rather have it the other way, hadn't you, Brother Jim? I'd just rather jump and say, okay, God, what do you want me to do? I don't want to get to the part where I have to be disciplined, because the scripture says God disciplines his people with sickness and pain deep in their bones. Somebody says, I don't believe that. Well, in Job 33:19, God disciplines people with sickness and pain with ceaseless aching in their bones. Is it written? If God said it in his word, if you don't do what he says, eventually he's going to discipline you, and there ain't nothing that'll bring you back to God quicker than pain in your body. Is that right? I mean, people can do without God, you know. I mean, just say, as long as the kids are all healthy, you're healthy, the wife's healthy, house payments are made, you know, car payments are made, money in the bank, groceries in the cabinet, you know, and you got money. Oh, maybe you got all kinds of pocket change. Maybe you got $1,000, $2,000, or $3,000. Maybe you just got money flowing over in your back pocket. Maybe you just got money everywhere. I mean, who needs God? I don't need him. I can take care of myself. Is that the way we think? Sure. So God said, well, let me take away your money first and see how that works. And so all of a sudden you lost all your money. And then you can't make your car payment. And then you can't make your house payment. And now you're fixing to be out on the street. And then he afflicts you with sickness and pain. Somewhere along the line, he's going to say, I think it's time you come back and start talking to me. You know that? And do you know some of them, like that king we talked about the other day, God afflicted him with sickness and pain deep in his bowels. And then because he still wouldn't repent of his sins and obey God, then it says, and God stirred up the Philistines and the Arabs to come against him in war. I mean, how much more wonderful things would you want to happen to your nation than to be sick and afflicted and your bowels falling out with cancer, and then you have to fight a war on top of that? That don't even sound fun to me, does it, you? Wow. Our God disciplines people with sickness and pain, with ceaseless aching in their bones. Now let's go back to John 14. He is the Holy Spirit who leads into all truth. The world at large cannot receive him because it isn't looking for him and doesn't recognize him. But you do because he lives with you and now and later will be in you. No, I will not abandon you as orphans. I will come to you. So who's going to be in us as his children as long as we obey him? God. He's going to be in there. He's going to be trying his best to get our attention. Verse 19 and 20. In just a little while, the world will not see me again. But you will, for I will live again, and you will too. When I am raised to life again, you will know that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Verse 21 and 22. Those who obey my commandments are the ones who love me. This is the way we can tell who the children of God are. Those that obey Him go to church. Those that obey Him study His Word. Those that obey Him, they give Him their life, their tithe, their offerings, everything they have, their service. They serve the King. They love people. He says, and I will reveal myself to each one of them. Now, that was a shocking experience for me that night years ago that God spoke to me audibly in 1977 for the first time in my life. Wow. That changed my life forever. You can't never be the same after the King talks to you, can you, Brother Jim? Never the same. I've heard people say, you cannot hear an audible voice. Well, let me tell you what, it sure sounded audible to me. Now, I've had God speak to me like He spoke to this man I was telling you about with the milk a while ago, many times. In fact, here a while back, it's been a few years ago, but I was going over here when the George Bush was a brand new freeway, and they just had it over to 35W, and it went on over out east, and I'm going over there way over in Garland somewhere to speak at a place, and I got mixed up with people out here so long that when I finally realized what time it was, I thought, Lord, there ain't no way I can get there on time. Just can't do it. And I'm praying, and I'm driving down the road. I said, Lord, how in the world could I possibly get to this place on time? And all of a sudden, the thought came to me, just as clear, I'm approaching the George Bush freeway. And this thought came to me, says, take the George Bush. Well, my immediate reply was, Lord, I don't know where the George Bush goes. Well, do I have to know where it's at? Now, if He told me to take the George Bush, what should I have said? Yes, Lord, and pulled over and said, let me get on this thing. I know you're, no, that's not us, is it, Kim? No, we're still that human factor in there. We still got to argue with Him, right? Oh, goodness. And I get there. I said, Lord, I don't know where it's at. And just as I get to where the V is, where I, you know, it's almost too late, He says, just boldly in my spirit, I didn't hear a voice, but He said, take the George Bush. So I whipped over right quick, made sure there wasn't nobody behind me. I get up on top of the freeway, and I'm going over that big overpass, and I'm saying, God, I sure hope you know where the George Bush goes. Oh, how dumb can we be? Lord. I mean, isn't it amazing how we are? If we could just die to self and live in the Spirit, what we could do. But I drive along there for a little while and I run to a place and they want 75 cents. So I stop and give them 75 cents. I drive along a little while longer and I come to another one. They want another 75 cents. Then I get over to another one and they want another 75 cents. I say, God, I hope you really know where this is going because this sure is costing me some money. Three times I've had to put 75 cents in that thing. At the last one, I said, sir, do you know where Highway 190 is? He said, you're on it. This is 190. I said, wouldn't it happen to know where a certain exit is? He said, it's the next one right up there. I thought, my lands. I turned off that exit, and there was where I was supposed to speak, and I was 15 minutes early. Now, does God know what He's doing? Why do we argue with Him? Good point, huh? But He tells us in the Word to do things, and we argue with Him. I ain't going to do that. Oh, yeah? You're not? Well, I think it'd been better if you'd have done it. Those who obey my commandments are the ones who love me. And because they love me, my Father will love them, and I will love them, and I will reveal myself to each one of them. And as we love Him and walk with Him, He does reveal Himself to us. Then He says, Judas, not Judas Iscariot, but the other disciple with that name, said to Him, Lord, why are you going to reveal yourself only to us and not to the world at large? Well, let's see what his answer is. Verse 23 and 24. Jesus replied, all those who love me will do what I say. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and live with them. Anyone who doesn't love me will not do what I say. And remember, my words are not my own. This message is from the Father who sent me. Now then, you go to the average university today, average college or university. They will tear you limb from limb if you even mention creation. You couldn't be that stupid. to believe that there's a creator. Evolution is the only way. Yeah. I tell you what, years ago, I'll never forget that morning, or that evening rather, I was coming back from Houston to Dallas, and I got on, and the guy sitting by the window, nicely dressed man, had a biology book out, you know, and I thought, he's surely not studying biology at his age. He must be a professor or something. I said, I see you're studying the biology book. I said, are you a professor in a university or something? He said, yeah, University of Denver. I said, great. And I'm looking at all these little cells and all the pictures. I said, isn't it wonderful what God made there? Oh, he said, God didn't do that. Those evolved. I talked to that guy from Houston to Dallas, which was about 45, 50 minutes total flying time. And when we got to the gate at DFW, after I talked to him till I was blue in the face and he would not believe nothing, I finally told him, I said, well, one more time, he kept telling me, you know, the Bible, you can't trust it. You can't believe it. And I told him, well, there's one more thing that just happened today to prove to me that the Word of God is absolutely true. He said, what's that? I said, the Word of God says, only a fool says in his heart, there's no God. I said, you're a fool. I mean, you know, why not just tell it just like it is? I spent an hour trying to convince this man the Word of God is true. And so he's made a complete fool out of himself. He's a fool. The answer is in the Word. Only a fool says in his heart there is no God. I mean, if there's no other reason for us to believe, all you got to do is walk outside and look at the stars and the sky and the sun and the moon and all the grass and the rocks. And he said, if there's for no other reason except for the creation, you'll have to know that I am God. Where do you think all that stuff come from? You know, and of course, when Tim was 10 years old, he was in the fifth grade. We went up to Oklahoma and I went with him. And here we are, and there's a lady teacher that day. She's walking through the woods with them saying, now, you know, this little petrified stump is 20 million years ago, and on and on and on.
We are going to stop for today, but we will continue with the teaching tomorrow. If you would like to have this or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching in its entirety on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.